Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ubayete, bayete, nkosu Jesu, usho njalo ke la. The late Sifiso Ncwane sithi bayete, nkosi Jesu lo bayete. Wena baba onamandla onke singena ngawo lo mhlabelelo go the last hour njoba sikashayile ke u 4 o'clock. Ngiyabonga ukuthi ke uphinde usijoyine. Iya, ngiyabonga kakhulu ukuthi uphinde usijoyine. Uhlale nathi kuze kuyoshaya u 5. Asijule ngizwi. Iya, njoba ke sizokhuluma la. Siyayivala ngithi mfundisi namhlanje indaba yethu.
I know kanjani siyayivala.
Siyayivala. Yes, though kusasekhona okuningi okumele sikhulume. Yeah, but I believe ukuthi lokho esikhavarile yilokho uNkulunkulu bekafuna ukuthi abantu bakuzwe.
Yes, for this month, maybe. Yes. Later in a year or maybe next year we're going to carry on because
yeah.
Forgiveness ne apologies.
It's
not something that you can teach abantu for only
30 minutes per day.
Because
yeah,
this month we took 4 hours or less.
Yes,
so it is something that is ongoing. It is something that has to be nurtured. Ngesixhosa kuthiwa iyancancashelwa. Iyayineliselwa ukuthi up until you get used to it. So
yeah.
It is something that we cannot take lightly.
Mm-hmm.
It's something very serious.
Yeah.
So really, it is something that we should sit down and think deeply about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we talk forgiveness, in South Africa, before we started get democracy, kwaba khona into abayibiza Truth and Reconciliation Commission.
Yayikhumbula? Yes.
Ukuthi kuxolelwane, you know, opening old wounds, ukuthi abanye balimaza abanye njalo njalo. So it's very important.
And I'm glad ukuthi sinalo futhi lelo langa specifically for reconciliation on the 16th of December.
Yes.
So mhlambe uma ungazi ukuthi umuntu ngam-approach kanjani, you can use lelo langa ukuthi wamngena ngalo umuntu ukuthi you know uNkulunkulu ukhulumile nami and today ilanga le reconciliation, so ngiyayibona ukuthi lento seyiqhubeka isikhathi eside, so ngidinga ukureconcile, ngidinga ukuthi sixolelane mina nawe.
I think in actual fact, if as you are saying this, I feel ukuthi I'm asking myself ukuthi for a government, why send a reconciliation day? Because we should be very intentional about reconciliation. Like ibe lilanga esiza kuyenza even personally.
Yes.
Ukuthi if there's someone okufanele uxolane naye for a certain thing, use the day, the 16th of December, as ilanga lokuxolela. And fortunately enough, we are approaching Christmas, which is a day of
family.
So that is a week before Christmas. That week before Christmas, reconciliation, it is something that has to be compulsory. It should be out there. People must know that get reconciliation day on the 16th of December, we're preparing for Christmas. So we need to mend relationships.
Sibe iunity.
Yes.
Iya kungabe ukuthi okay, mse nihlangana ngeChristmas manje, hey kukhona nje ama group. Kune group kabani, kune group kabani. Uya understand. So manje mo ukwazile ukuthi ni reconcile before the day la kuzohlangana khona imindeni, kusho ukuthi izophela lento, nizoba munye.
That should be a day that should be used, yes?
Yes.
On a serious note, Mantla.
Okay, so Last week, yes, Abuga languages of apology. Yes.
Mhlampe ulo ibiza kahle
namhlanje. I don't know what ilokhuza bengiyithatha for forgiveness. Yeah, but anyway,
but it's the same thing.
It is the same thing.
It is
yes.
The same thing.
Yeah,
because
vela ngeke uforgive unga apologizanga. Iqala nge apology and then bese ke kuza ini iforgiveness. Yeah, so uthe konje the first one ukuthi I'm sorry if ngikhumbula mina.
Yes, the very first one bathi ngesiNgisi is an expression of regret.
Yes,
I am sorry.
Yeah.
Number 2, you accept the responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong.
Yeah.
Ngonile. And then the third one, make a restitution. Restitution ilando yokuthi what is it that I can do to make things right?
Yeah.
You know, ukulungisa izinto.
Yeah.
And then number 4, there should be genuine repentance.
Yeah.
Genuine repentance means I'm aware that ngenze iphutha.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do this again.
Yeah.
Like kube ne commitment.
And kubonise after ngama actions as
yes.
well. Yeah.
You know. And then lastly, you say, will you please forgive me?
Mm-hmm.
Ungathi sorry.
Sorry for in. Phela mina ngizobuza ukuthi sorry for what?
and one of the things that we should look at, apology should be voluntary.
Yeah.
Ma sucela uxolo because we're talking about it. It is something that you need to volunteer so that it makes it genuine. It makes it intentional. It makes it authentic. It makes it deep. It makes it profound. It is more than something that is beyond words, you know. So it should be voluntary. Mayingabi yonto icelwayo apology, you know. Because once you start asking, and then it means you are apologizing because we talked about this. But when it comes from you as the offender, it makes it better. Because it means you are conscious or you are aware of the fact that wonile or moshile.
Wakhuluma elinye iphuzu or mhlampe someone uye wakhuluma leyo nto angisakhumbula ukuthi ibuya but kwabaningi vela you know abanye akusindaba yokuthi mhlampe umuntu ulimele ngalendlela okuwukuthi angeke kuyoba nzima ukuthi amxolele umuntu but kudependa ekutheni ubani lo muntu okulimazile.
Yes.
Because sometimes ungathatha ukuthi ayi stranger vela umuntu akanandaba nami vela lo futhi akazi ukuthi ngilimele. But if it is someone or closer to you, uba nemibuzo eminingi ukuthi mara lo muntu bekangithanda ngempela angayenza kanjani into efana nale. So yilapho manje uthola ukuthi kuba nzima khona to forgive this person or noma eza ngale zinto that language of apology.
Yes.
Uthola ukuthi still kuba nzima ngoba ubuke ukuthi hayi man ubahle lo muntu ongenze lento.
Remember Manhlapo what I said last week. It is not the disappointment
yes
in the person that kills you the most,
mm-hmm.
but the trust that you have in that person yiyo eyenza ukuthi ube disappointed kangaka.
Yeah,
like kunezinto ezingenziwa ngu Aaron Velem. And then because of the distance, like I said, proximity, how close you are to the person.
Yeah.
How intimate. When I'm talking about intimacy, we can be, when we're talking about intimacy, if it's close, we are intimate.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
When you look, when you're seeking God every day, you want to be
intimate
with God.
Yes.
So the more the more intimate the relationship, the more complicated it becomes. So the proximity or the closeness yakho kulomuntu, it makes things very difficult.
Yes. Yeah.
So that is why I'm saying, one, apology. It must not be something ecelwa or it must not be something oyishoyo because we're talking about it.
Yeah.
it should be voluntary. That's number one.
Mm.
For it to be accepted, one, I have to volunteer. Nami ngibona ukuthi, hey, I think ngimonile ubahle. Let me go and apologize kubahle. Not only voluntary, but it must be profound. It must be sincere. It must be authentic, intentional. What is your intention with the apology? Is to mend this relationship, because I still love this relationship. You know, I still need this person in my life, you know. There must be an effort behind the words. You understand?
Yes.
Because words can be empty. There must be an effort, you know. When I'm talking of an effort behind the words, I'm talking about what is it that you're doing after action behind the words.
Yes.
That's a genuine apology.
And commit, Giona, because sometimes I need to umuntu zothi, especially when it comes to eating in the example in a relationship. Umuntu zothi, hayi ngiyaxolisa, akwenze mhlawumbe into ethize. And then abe sweet for a period of time. Eating it abe sweet mhlawumbe for 2 weeks. Lapho azoxolisa khona uzokuzela with the flowers, you know, isn't as ukuthi uyasithanda and then uzo uyabona uzoba soft ube right futhi. But bese uyaqala futhi mhlawumbe after a month. And uyazi mina ngikhumbula kahle ngathi kunenye esingakwazanga ukuthi siyiphendule ne. Umama ngathi wake wabuza indaba yokuthi what if mhlawumbe lo muntu oyenze omenzele iphutha akusho umuntu ukuthi uwilling ukuthi ahlale phansi and then ambonise ukuthi ungilimaze kangakanani. Umuntu okuthi nje akayingeni indaba yakho ukuthi ahlale phansi and then wena ukhiphe imizwa yakho instead yokuthi uthi lapho akhipha mhlambe imizwa yakho ukuthi akutshele ukuthi ufila kanjani uzoqala ablame wena athi hey wena uthanda ukucomplain you know but angafuni ukuthi alalele ukuthi ufila kanjani ngale nto ayenzile.
Well lapho we're talking of a character
not
a genuine mistake eyenziwa ngumuntu, you know. Because remember, what you do, iba a mistake, and then once you repeat that mistakes, it becomes a habit.
Yes.
If you carry on with the habit, it becomes your character. So now, we're talking of a character.
Yes. Yeah.
So, it's something that needs divine intervention. One has to decide, Guti, am I still going to live with this character? In that case, we're talking of a mistake. Because once you apologize because you want something, and then you carry on doing the same thing.
Yeah.
We're talking of something, a character, you Guti. Like, I guess I feel in a pain, you go to limaza, inyama yake, because if we're talking about abashadile or abathandanayo. The Bible says you become one flesh.
Yes.
How do you explain indaba yokulimaza umuntu who's your own flesh? I mean, like, one has to sit down and decide, is this the kind of life that I want to stay in?
Yeah, because umuntu momthanda ngempela, if ungilimazile ungumlingani wami ngizwa ubuhlungu nami kumele ngizwe ubuhlungu.
True.
If awuzwa ubuhlungu like uyakwazi ukulala but wazi ukuthi ubahle umlimazile, I don't think ukuthi that's true love.
That's not true love.
Yeah.
If love is genuine, you always want to make the person abe happy.
Yeah.
You because this person is part of you. If like kuyafana nendaba ukuthi if awukhulume nomuntu for the whole day. And then you expect miracles, there's something wrong about that.
Yeah.
Because even if you are busy, send a message, love, I'm busy, I'm not going to be able to communicate with you today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's caring. So, who's not caring? Well, we can understand, relationships, they never understood these things.
Yeah.
To an extent that they were grossly abused. They were grossly abused. That is why the very first thing that they say, umuntu eshada or umuntu aneshada, the very first word, but ubekezele.
Eish. ubekezela ini.
Like that's the kind of attitude that bona bashate ngayo. Under normal circumstances, when you get married, you're going there to enjoy because kumuntu othandana naye niyathandana. So kubekezelwa ini oluthandweni. So the attitude yokungena in a relationship ngokubekezela, like automatically, like you are expecting something bad.
Yeah.
So it shouldn't be like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't expect someone who okulimaza deliberately.
Mm.
And then I only said the next thing was the same thing.
The same thing.
Over and over again. Ukuthi ngumuntu really genuine
or, caring,
or
yeah.
authentic or mm-hmm. caring. Mm. You know. Like ngathi ngalagala abantu bathi as lim as ye chain.
Yeah.
So for intimate relationships, even if ngumshado, one has to sit down and think deeply. In as much as we don't condone indaba yokuthi kwahlukana, but if uhlala nomuntu who can sell you for anything, who doesn't have faith in you, umuntu ongakunakekeli nje, I don't think it's worth it to stay with that person.
Yes.
I've had in so many relationships, and these relationships, they end up in death. Athi umuntu ngihlezi because of abantwana. I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah.
Ukuhlala in a relationship because of the product of the relationship. Abantwana, they're just the product. Mm. They were not there from the beginning.
Mm.
So trusting in God, ukuthi uNkulunkulu akusize nabantwana bakho, it doesn't matter. Nokuthi wena, you don't see any hope beyond this relationship. It's something that one has to take. Because at the end of the day, if someone doesn't care,
yeah,
the very same thing that happened, kuloya mama waye sithi ubaba uye wenze relationship nomuntu who's very close to them, his family.
Mm-hmm.
That's disrespect.
Yes.
It's something that if I see you as family, Bahle, I cannot be thinking of ugwenze relationship nawe. I respect the sacred relationship between these two people that I'm close to. How then do you end up having a relationship with that person? That's disrespect.
Yeah.
In actual fact, for me, I'm not condoning that at the same time, but that's a deal breaker. But we're talking about reconciliation.
Yes.
Irreconciliation at the same time speaks to the person or the offender uziphatha kanjani yena about the situation. How apologetic is this person? How true is this person? Kwi apology yakhe. That those things will decide if the person has to be forgiven or not.
It's true. Nendaba ye character mfundisi. So lapha ekhaya njengoba sivala namuhla, mhlambe usesenayo imibuzo or usadinga ukuthi kube ibe khona indlela mhlambe esingasizana ngayo ukuthi at the end of the day kube khona indlela ukuthi mhlambe wena olimaze someone or that person ulimaze wena, kubo ukuthi niyakwazi ukuthi nihlale phansi, ni forgive, and then if niya reconcile. I don't know, what's the difference between forgiveness and reconciliation?
Forgiveness, the difference between forgiveness and reconciliation ile ukuthi umuntu maye konile, and then acela ukuxolelwa, that's forgiveness.
Okay.
Now umxolele. That's forgiveness.
Yeah.
But if umuntu ekonile and then acela ukuxolelwa and then show willingness to carry on with this relationship.
Yeah.
That's reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because we're apart, we need to reconcile again.
Oh.
Because kukhona abantu that you forgive them or ubaxolelayo, but you deny them access after that.
Yes.
Okay. I don't think he or she is the kind of person that I need around me, you know.
Yeah.
But ukhona lona udinga reconciliation.
Yeah.
Reconciliation ukuthi asihambe again, asihambisane kule ndlela again. Ngicela kanjalo.
Okay. So kusho ukuthi kuyakhoneka ukuthi umuntu umforgive but ningasaphinde nibe if you were friends. Niphinde nibe ngabangani but niyaxolelana or umxolele.
Well, depending on what that person has done.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, forgiveness is for yourself, not for her or for him.
Yeah.
Wenzela wena ingaphakathi lakho.
Yeah.
You know. So if what he or she did made you feel betrayed, what else, okay, do you think une ability yokuthi angaphinda betray again this person? If that person has that ability to do the same thing again, then forgive and deny access.
Ngoba I trust I said.
Yes. When trust is broken, then there's no relationship.
Yes. That's true.
Even it trust in every relationship, even nasemshadweni. If there's lack of trust emshadweni, uyayazi iphila bayibiza insika le dala makuthwa kwakwenziwa indlu kube nephila in the middle.
Yes.
That keeps the house imile. And then in the absence of pillar, it means kufanele ibe nguthibang thabang. Eh, ngaphana ngapha nje, because ayikho into eyenzekayo ibe right, because there's noma umuntu umbone smile nje nefone nje already, because there's no trust ukuthi I want to smile nabani.
Yes.
So there's no relationship without trust.
Yeah. Asithathe i-break lana, and then uma sibuya ke sivuliwe incingo uma uthanda ukuphawula noma ke unombuzo kule ndaba le esixoxe nje inyanga yonke, mhlawumbe kunala ongakwazanga uku-understanda khona selokhu nje sikhuluma, akube ukuthi ke today siyivala kahle and then sibe ku sibe ku the same page. Yeah, asithathe nje ikhefu sizobuya emveni kwalokho.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Lalela ukuze uzothola ukukhanya ebumnyameni. Thola i-app yethu manje. Ungangena ku radiopulpit.co.za futhi ungasithola ku DStv Audio 882 kanti na ku OpenView 607. Siyatholakala Radio Pulpit, umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
Tune into Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DStv Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Sibuyile sisahleli nawe sivala ke namhlanje ingxoxo yethu njoba ke besibuka languages of apology. So uma ngingakubuza lapha ekhaya iyiphi kulama languages siwakhulumile ukuthi speaks to you most, or ithingithi iyiphi ukuthi u struggle ngayo, mhlawumbe umuntu ukuthi you struggle to say I'm sorry. And esikhathini esiningi umuntu ukuze angakwazi ukuthi I'm sorry uma esephutheni, i-pride.
Yes.
I-pride. And uyazi uNkulunkulu, hey, yabona ngokuzindabeni ye-pride. Hey, uyakhuza kakhulu. Ngoba uyazi ukuthi i-pride izinto eziningi ziyamoshakala because of pride. Into encane nje ukuthi bokumele iresolveke nje ngo 2 minutes, but because of i pride ingathatha the whole year, ingathatha, you know, isikhathe side.
Well, if you still remember last week I spoke about indaba yokuthi as long as you're still the man in the relationship,
Yeah.
I hope bazongizwa kahle. I hope you still the man. As long as you still the man in a relationship, there's going to be problems. Up until you become a partner.
Yeah.
Because the person you are married to is not your child. Mdala lo muntu. So, and again, I think pride comes where it's a matter of how do you value this relationship?
Yeah.
If you value the relationship, you put your pride aside.
Aside, yes.
Because the relationship must be the winner at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Because it is something that is essential, something that you need. Because if a relationship becomes something that you want, kuba ne problem.
Yeah.
But if it's something that you need, then you fight for it.
Yeah.
You fight
it's true.
For it.
Kuna nye posting engayenza ne ukuthi konje utsini le buzo ngenga ubuza ukuthi men can forget let me go to it ukuthi
okay
if exactly yeah the way bengibuza ngakhona or men can forgive. No, women can forgive, but abalibali.
True.
And men can forgive. Men can forget. Ay, man. Fundis is Caesar lapho. Ngisayifuna le ndaba le. Ngoba ngifuna icace the way engikhulume ngakhona exactly ya la bengiposta khona. Ya, uma ulapha ekhaya uthanda ukuthi ke mhlambe ikhona into esingakusiza ngayo when it comes to indaba ye forgiveness yeah and nalama language esiwakhulumile mhlambe ikhona enye o struggle ngayo let us help you khuluma ke nomfundisi nango khona lana usho ukuthi mina mfundisi ngiya struggle ngalokho nalokho nalokho and then sibone ukuthi yiphi I advice or umoya ongcwele uthini uma esguide ekutheni mhlambe sik advice ngayiphi indlela 0123341322 zivuliwe incingo noma ke ungangena ku nge WhatsApp ku 0826572729 noma SMS ku 37871 ya 0826572729 inamba ye WhatsApp leyo noma ke ngena nge SMS 37871 siyayivala today bazalwane so uma ungavuzanga today hey angazi uzomthola nini umfundisi mhlawumbe uzoza next year yabona so oh na ithokozana ungikhumbuzile lana thank you so much and wakubona it's so iyamangaza because I'm the one oyibhalile or maybe it's because I'm on air I don't know okay women can forgive but cannot forget oh yes men can forget but cannot forgive how true is that Mfundisi?
I'm not sure about the second statement some daughter because I'm a man you know but generally
yeah
when trust is broken you know when the sense of right is violated obviously kubane that thing whenever there's something like that in the long run you will always remember that anything that is close to what to something that has ever happened in your life it always reminds you so it's not easy to forget I'm not sure about men and women but it's easy to forgive not in men
okay
amadoda they can violate I trust your muntu wesimame or umfazi so many times countless times and women will easily forgive in as much as they don't forget
yes because a woman angakhumbuza into ya 20 years back wena uyikhohliwe
yes
yeah yes.
so for men one incident is a deal break
yeah
one incident akhohle ukuthi yena bemoshe kangakanani you know so it's not easy to forget mm-hmm. when something has violated you.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the biggest challenge here is the trust.
Yes.
Because when you uthatha umuntu umbekela eceleni kwakho, it means you've got so much trust in that person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
The next thing, uzindaba zakho uzikhulunywa ngabo Facebook.
Hey. And you know, platform is wrong ngempela leyo. Yeah.
And then, you know, there's only one person who's very close to you who knows all the nitty-gritties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what I'm going to get all this. Just like that.
Yes. No.
So, but I encourage people for their sake to forgive in as much as it's not easy to forget.
Mm-hmm.
But the forget part must be at the back of your mind, far behind.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
Because once you don't forget, you will always be looking for something that looks like the one eklimazile nje.
Yes, ukuthi uyakhumbula wake wenza lokho. Nako like uba triggered like easily. Yes, okay. Kune voice note lana asizwe ukuthi ke uthini umama. Yeah, asizwe la.
Sanibonani sisibahle.
Sawubona ma. Sawubona ma.
Asithi uyacolisa kumuntu. Ithumonile. Kodwa uma uceda ukucolisa athi ngicolele. But izenzo zakhe nangendlela azidistensa ngawo iyo kuwe. Zibonisa ukuthi cha lo muntu akacolelanga noma so uzama ukuthi uyakhuluma naye umbona ukuthi cha akekho kuwe. Manje uyenza kanjani into ize icede iminyaka usobathuthi mara ngithe ngicolele hayi cha ubona ukuthi hayi akayamuke uthi ngicolele but izenzo ziyasho ukuthi cha akakucolelanga lo muntu uyenza njani yona leyo sisibahle uMamsara.
Thank you Mam Sara ngalo mbuzo. I think ibuyela kuleya nemfundisi ukuthi ngiyaxolela but awusana access empilweni yami.
Not really. Indaba yokuthi okay, the simplest answer kwi question kama akaxolelanga leya muntu. As long as there's no action that backs whatever that he or she said. Because remember, I apology, if I'm not turned. When I say I love you, badly, my action should speak more than my words. Now, uzibone ukuthi uyangithanda, sira. It's the same thing with an apology. Now, umuntu may apologize, athi ngiyaxolela. And then there's no action that shows that lo muntu uxolile. It means akaxolanga. It's as simple as that.
So, akusile yani ukuthi ngixolele, but Mina, now we're not going to be close anymore.
Well, in that case, if it's not a relationship, maybe a close, against the example, abantu abashadile or abathandanayo. Because if we're talking of someone who stays with you in the house, you can't be doing that one. You're going to access denied. You cannot deny access on that one.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying, ngicabanga ukuthi mama ngumuntu ahlala naye, I don't know. If ngumuntu ahlala naye, it means akaxolanga.
Yeah, if uhlala naye mara u distance from yena. Kusho ukuthi mhlambe noma bevuka ekseni, hello and then that's it kuphela.
Yes. So if kumuntu maybe oy relative or umngane.
Yeah.
Ukuxolele but wak deny access.
Yeah.
But for a relationship that is intimate, abantu abahlala endlini eyi-1, akaxolanga.
Sure. Hey, yeah. Nasize la futhi enye voice note.
Hi sis Mahle.
Hello ma.
Zishigama.
Okay ma'am.
Hi. Mina ngiphumile sis Mahle ebudlaneni baka 15 years. Ngesimanga sokuthi ngibone apology ngekho genuine. Ngoba into le beyenzeka ngisengayibambela mina leyo nto leyo even sengiyitholile. umuntu aloke phika uze wa apologize na esebona ukuthi awaseke amaqhinga okuphika vele sengibambile. So i-apology yakhe angizange ngikwazi ukuyamukela ngoba ngibona ingekho genuine for the fact ukuthi ubesexolisa ngoba nakho sengize ngambamba nokuthi asephelile amaqhinga okucasha ngoba even if sengiyitholile into ebeloke engibridge loo edlala u-hide and seek ephika ezama ngazo zonke iy'ndlela zokuthi kubonakale ukuthi ayikho leyo nto leyo. So i-trust iphukile kakhulu, ngibona ukuthi angeke ngisakwazi ukuqhubeka naye, kodwa kunzima. Ngicela uNkulunkulu angisize ngikwazi ukuthi ngindlule ngoba ngiyabona ukuthi angeke ngisakwazi ukuphilisana nomuntu okanjalo. Ngiyabonga.
Siyabonga mama. Sure. Mfundisi?
The apology is not genuine. Remember, we apologize because lento eronge beyenza iboniwe. It's not like he wants to apologize, but he apologize for the fact that ayikho into angayenza. That's number one. But still, I want to say this, kumama, you still have to forgive him. You're doing that for yourself.
For herself.
But the apology is not genuine. Let's be honest.
Yes.
If you feel as a person omaziyo, because umazi ngcono wena, ukuthi lo muntu lona unrepentant, and indaba yokulungiseka kwakhe is beyond ukulungiseka. So
yeah.
Ayikho into ongayenza mama. But
yeah.
Honestly, he is unrepentant and he is not apologizing because sometimes uyazi umuntu obone ukuthi wenze into wrong, ayibone ukuthi wrong. Uyayiconfessa before ibone nokubona. Ayiconfess ukuthi eish, yazi ngenze into kanje nakanje. Wenzela ukuthi like that's ukubonakalisa ukuthi you truly love the person and you respect the person.
Yeah.
Angaze azibonele or angaze azazele, because once azibonele or azazele, it's a different story altogether. So if you truly love the person, you will stop what you're doing wrong and then repent and say and confess it ukuthi hey benge ngona kanje nakanje nanje yabona. So ngicela ungixolele, you know. Wenzela ukuthi naye abone ukuthi this person has volunteered the apology without being seen or abone ukuthi benze into wrong. For someone oyifihlile into yaze yagcina ibonwa and then the next thing uthi sorry.
Umama ngiyayizwa lento ayikhulumayo ukuthi ucabanga ukuthi ayikho genuine because uxolisa ngoba seka banjiwe. Yes. Good afternoon, Sis Bahle and the pastor. Indeed, women do forgive and do not forget. Conversely, men do not forgive but do forget, because they forget all the times that they have wronged their partner when tables are turned. Uthandanani ungale box bag. Buthokozani, thank you so much ukuthi ungikhumbuze ngaleyo ngaleso statement engiye ngasibuza. Uthandanani la uthi, and I think umuntu wesilisa uthandanani.
Thina sine conditional amnesia. Conditional.
I love it.
We forget what we want to forget.
Oh, you forget what you want to forget.
Yes.
Oh, now I get
so
it.
So uthandanani, right?
Yeah. So, okay, it's in Tata A1, yama comments, ne? Kuyona leyo ukuthi men don't forgive but forget and women do forgive but do forgive but they don't forget. Women don't forget but forgive. Okay, uthi la usesitsusi uthi women are quick to forgive but they will never forget. Not forgetting in a sense that you don't make the mistakes that nearly cost you. We are mindful of not crossing that line again, because forgetting simply means that the same person who hurt you can make a comeback for another episode of Head, now aiming at finishing you this time. Uthi, on the other hand, men don't forgive but forget. They will forget what they did to you, but not forgiving, in a sense that they will try to find a way of making a comeback to fit. Hey, yeah, ne?
That's true.
Okay, for this is selling and go get 1 minute.
What I can say is that we are living in a world that is so imperfect.
Yeah.
And the world was perfect before.
Yeah.
So what I can tell abalaleli be radio pulpit is that in your little corner, make a difference.
Yeah.
Make this world a better world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the minute you do right, and then if there's someone looking at you, it's easy to copy that, just like into wrong. Abantu, it's easy to copy into wrong, you know. Someone said, u negative, no positive. Bane letters is linganayo, but people choose to be negative instead of being positive.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is, let's try and make a difference. In the difference that you do in your house, it affects your community. It does not only end there. It affects the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
So let's forgive.
Let's forgive and love.
Yes.
Thank you, Muruti. You have answered me, Umama Begabuza la Payana. And then, good day, Sis Bahle. My husband is a narcissist and une pride to apologize. But yesterday, after he heard me, he said, I'm sorry. And he repeatedly saying that, but I'm afraid to trust what he says. So, Ushuti, it trust, ibuyela kuleyana ye trust. Eish, unfortunately, skhatha sekho. Mfundisi otholakala kanjani mongekho la emoyeni?
Ngiyatholakala on Facebook, ngiyatholakala on TikTok, on Instagram, on all social networks as Aaron Velem.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much ukuthi uhlale nathi inyanga yonke. Sibusekile, sivuselekile impela. Sesizoya kulabo esibalimazile. Siyoxolisa. Sireconcile. You know? Kube kuhle kuphinde kube mnandi. Laba bathi access denied, hayi nalapho sesizoxola ukuthi hayi kusho ukuthi ngimoshe kakhulu lana if access is denied. Bless you mfundisi. O Pastor Ray Lehodi uyeza uzoqhubeka nathi kuze kuyoshaya u7. Asiphinde silangane futhi next week Sunday ngaso futhi lesesikhathi 2 until 5 p.m. God bless nibeke neviki elihle iviki elibusekile.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.